Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
To another edition outside the Pizza Box. You tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. What is it? 1580 AM. Yeah, I don't know. I can never get it in. Or in Waukesha, 540 AM and 101 FM. Kaka! The Shaw! But today is about not a loyalist, but a realist. Because it's starting to get pretty scary for me. I mean, all you have to do is watch, like, the Republican primaries. Oh, yeah, and then you can watch the Democratic primaries, too, and watch them squeeze out anybody that's progressive at every turn. Try to smoke them in the primaries, right? It's not going to work, man, until people start becoming realists. And I recognized it all week long, man. Everywhere I went, people talking about, yeah, you know, these lifetime politicians and stuff, we need to get rid of them. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's pretty consistent, isn't it? I said, well, you know, then you got like Ron Johnson said he's only going to run twice. And she goes, oh, but I'm a Republican. There's a loyalist. I'm the realist. That it's a really bad decision on your part, lady. You're at the casino. You don't have a lot of money. You're young.
I'm a Republican.
I don't know if you'll ever get pregnant again, or if you ever have, or if you ever want to have the choice. I mean, the Republicans got a, oh man, I saw somebody running this Trumper gal. I don't know. They're all over the place, but she believes that there shouldn't be any birth control. That there's a punishment, you know, there's no punishment for having sex when you're, it should be between people that are married, a man and a woman, and they can only be married. And I'm like, oh, Grandma who? You're 20-something? 30? You guys better be careful for what you run for. Again, being the realist, I understand history. Since we're about to repeat fascism again. Or a civil war, if that's what you want, right, Whitey? So another, you know, mass killing. God. By a white supremacy knob, whatever he is, you know. Doesn't get killed by the cops. In fact, they're talking I'm out of committing suicide. Don't know if they took him through the Arby's drive through because they got the dead meat there, right? But he's a white guy, and he shot people that half the cops in this damn country must think that's pretty cool. White supremacy and cops throughout the United States. Best friends. That's a realist. Okay, that's me. Understanding that I've met dozens of police officers that aren't like that. That are there to protect and serve. Hey? Hey, what's here? Here's some more reality for everybody. Remember when people are, well, you're using the left lane, driving too slow and all. Oh, wow, look at all the money that's going to be dumped into trying to slow people down on the highways. 102 miles per hour on the Beltline this week. Oh, you got that guy, huh? Wow. No, I was never driving like Grandma. She's blowing by me. I'm driving like 3 to 5 miles an hour over the speed limit in the right lane to appease y'all. I did stop and save a big ass snapper this week. Oh, that's crazy. I've never, you know what? I got a little blemish on my middle finger where Yeah, people are like, she bite you? And I'm like, bite me? I wouldn't have a hand if that thing would have bit me. I started talking to her. She's covered in dirt. So apparently she probably just got done laying her eggs, right? And she's tired. I can tell because she didn't turn around when I went behind it, right? I'm like, oh, by the way, you can call in and talk about snapping turtles today if you want or anything else. Pretty much, unless you're CJ, I'm not going to let you talk. We'll talk about that more later. 844-967-2789. So I got around behind her, and it just kind of turned her head a little bit and looked at me, and I'm like, okay, here goes, man. A couple cars are coming. And both hands on the back end of the shell, and I pushed down so she didn't try to jump around on me. Picked her up, and just one little claw on that last foot there got stuck in my finger, and I'm like, ah, you're going to have to tough it out. Got to get her across. I think it was like 20, 25 pounds. Nice. Saved it. But I can't save people like CJ. I'm not even going to try anymore. Why? Because we talk about things, you know. We saw CJ come into the...
He's the perfect Republican.
Listen,
right?
He came to the Devil Live, you know, broadcast at Hawks.
I'm glad I left. Before.
Over there in Cottage Grove. I didn't want to see him either, but, you know, he was on the line in the last 5 minutes of the show. And then, no, the audience was like, we don't need, you know, we're having a good day outside. Let's not do this today.
Yeah.
Although I was in the background pretty much the whole show going, CJ, CJ, you know, trying to get him. So he shows up, taps me on the shoulder, and I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, great, you know, and he's just all happy, and he's got himself a beer or whatever, and he's talking to people, and everybody's like, that's CJ, and I'm pretty sure some people got up and just left. I wasn't really paying attention because, I mean, it's hard to get me out of the room, right? I'm usually the guy that tries to get other people to leave. So I was like, I don't want, you know, and then I'm talking to him, and he's acting like he's hurt. That, what about these personal attacks you're making? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I guess I have. But I said, you don't seem to understand everything you say and everything you agree with as far as voting Republican. Those are actual physical and personal attacks on people. I mean, unless you don't believe that the Proud Boys are in your party. Huh?
Right.
But I mean, until we take care of a real problem, which in our police departments are Republicans in Wisconsin are trying, in other states, are trying to allocate money that's needed in other places in our states, relief money, I guess, you know, probably from the pandemic and everything else, and a Democratic, you know, governor and a Democratic Senate sometimes when Joe Manchin agrees.
Hey, man, did you ask him why he never answers your questions? Because you always ask him a question, and then
I mentioned it to him. I said, you know, you never stay on the subject, and he's agreeing and stuff or nodding and trying to, you know. And then I you know, hear him call another show and do it again, and then call, other shows.
So, let's talk about that real quick, because this relates back to what happened in Buffalo.
Wow.
This relates to everything, right? Because if you come on and you're a mouthpiece for these certain ideals unchecked, and you just are allowed to put that out and people hear it again and again and again and again, some people are going to believe it.
Well, apparently quite a few people do already, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we know that.
And look what can happen.
And so I'm not going to waste my time or effort on people that are like that. I'm waiting, you know, you guys want to push it to civil war, I'll talk to you guys then, right? I mean, you can't talk to you guys now. It's what you want is all-out conflict. And the things that you want to stand up for are just evil, okay? Demon stuff. I mean, I watch a lot of, forensics and homicides and stuff like that. You guys are beyond that. I mean, and the first thing that the right-wing think tank does is go, oh, another mentally ill guy just went off, right? Well, I guess you're all mentally ill then. Maybe that explains it. Remember, you want to know why? I'm like, well, they don't know that they're stupid. Maybe they are. Everyone that votes Republican from the top on down is mentally ill. And we should do something about that. Healthcare for everybody? Could that alleviate some of your insanity, people?
Exactly. Then if that's what they want to blame it on, then where's their bill that comes out that says, let's get more mental health support out in our society?
Hey, man, these guys are so pro-life. They don't want anybody to have a choice. They don't want anybody to use birth control, right? There's no way you can have an abortion because God planned it to happen, especially if it was a rape or incest, right? I mean, this is what Becky Cleafish is, running governor. She's, no, man, here's what they voted on this week. 192 Republicans in the Congress voted against allocating $28 million to alleviate the baby formula shortage. But also, some of that money has to go into making sure that it's legitimate baby formula and not poisoning anybody, right? So you have to do all that stuff, right? Do that to protect the babies, right? These guys voted against it and called it, oh, there's that bureaucracy. But they voted $40 billion for Ukraine when it wasn't even asked for that much. You pro-war bastards, you're not pro-life. You're like the death cult, man. Oh, I'm so glad we have a show today, because if I say that on Facebook, I'll probably get booted for calling the Republicans a death cult or racist or bigoted. These guys are awful. And I'm so tired of the excuse for the police departments that are part of that crowd too, right? I feared for my life. So you gun down somebody that's unarmed. I was just watching that one where that lady cop, I've only been here a while and I went in onto the wrong floor. I thought it was my apartment. Guy's eating ice cream, playing video games. Shoots him right in the heart. I thought it was my place. Like, she's like, hey, and he started moving. He was like going, hey, he had his hands up, scared to death, died. How do you not hold somebody responsible for that? That is a homicide, okay? You took somebody's life. You had no reason to take it. It was your mistake. Your mistake, you pay for it. But in this country, cops can kill anybody. Literally. They got a few guys get caught here and there, stuff like that. Oh, murdered his wife. That's awful, right? But not, somebody with their kids in a car or somebody that fell asleep in the car. Somebody going through the drive-thru. Somebody laying in bed, wrong house. Oh, did one of those no-knocks. Don't tell me this country's great. It's disgusting, man. I'm getting angry now. And when I get angry, then I start finding other people that are angry. And then I start taking it to the people that are the problem. And that's what this summer's going to be about. I guess the devils did Summer of Love. Whatever, last summer, I couldn't have a sick man. How about the summer anger coming at your ass? We'll be back.